505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday, and we got plenty of rain. It's going to be with us one way or another, probably till midnight or so. You could see some strong gusty winds as well, so be aware of that. And then, well, next week, it looks like sunshine. That's all subject to change, obviously, but that's what we're looking at right now. California, remember that? A perfect example to all the rest of us why we should not be voting for Kamala Harris. California, back in 2014, instituted a ban on plastic grocery bags. Remember that? I was on the air in San Francisco before that became the law, a little bit earlier than that. And I remember when they were tossing this idea around. And they were determined to get rid of plastic grocery bags. And I thought, well, why? Oh, they're killing people. You know, the poor walruses are winding up in the grocery bags, and they're all dying. Where? Where is it? Well, it's in the ocean. Well, I've never seen that. Well, you don't care. I do care. But I've just never seen this. And there are fish that are getting into the grocery bag. But we got to just do away with the plastic grocery bags. All right. What are you going to do instead? Well, we're going to charge people for plastic grocery bags. Well, I thought you were going to get rid of them. Well, you're going to have to pay for them. Well, then you're not getting rid of them. You're just buying them. Well, then people will reuse them. And we want them to reuse cloth bags. They should bring cloth bags in. Oh, cloth bags which actually harbor bacteria and infectious things like that. Yeah, well, just move along here now. Nothing more to be seen. I am old enough, oh, I hate that phrase, but I really am old enough to remember when we would go to the grocery store, our bags came in paper bags. And those paper bags were so thick that after you were done carrying the groceries home, you would use them to cover your textbooks in school because you actually cared about the textbooks. And you cared about them enough to have a book cover on them to protect them so that the kids who got them the next year would have good quality books. And those bags, you could use those bags for damn near anything. And then, I can remember this as a child, all of a sudden, a collection of environmental wackos came along and said, we've got to do away with paper shopping bags. Why? Well, it's killing all the trees. We're just chopping. We don't have any trees left. And I said, but there are a lot of... No. They're all going to be gone if we keep going with paper shopping bags. That's absurd. Oh, and I should... I almost forgot this. The paper shopping bags were introduced... If I look at the history, I think it's in the 50s that paper shopping bags became very popular for grocery stores. And they, for the most part, replaced canvas bags or fabric bags that shoppers brought with them because there would be contaminants on those fabric bags and people would get sick. So they said it'd be much safer for all of us if we had paper bags. So we had the paper bags. Then we get the collection of environmental wackadoodles come along and say, oh my gosh, all the trees, we're chopping down all the trees. There'll never be another tree. We've got to do away with paper bags. Okay, and so we did away with paper bags, and we got plastic shopping bags, which were fine until another collection of crazy environmental wackadoodles came along and said, oh no, they're killing the magical starfish or some crap, so we're going to get rid of those, and what are you replacing them with? Paper bags, or you can buy the plastic bags, or you can go back to the canvas and fabric bags. Well, in 2014, California did away with plastic shopping bags. And you know what's happened? As they have instituted laws that, number one, plastic shopping bags that are available, you have to pay for them. They cannot be as thick as the older plastic shopping bags. So you know what happens? People will double bag their groceries because the one bag will rip. 10 years later, the amount of plastic bag waste per California resident has risen by 50%. 50%. That is according to the Wall Street Journal. Wow. The amount of plastic bags thrown away per 1,000 people in California rose from 4 tons to almost 6 tons in 2021. The ban on those plastic bags said that you are now having a choice. But if you don't reuse your bags, which is what they all said you would do, you just throw them away. And so now the waste is 50% higher per California resident. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. Kamala Harris says if she is president, she will build 3 million new homes in 4 years. Well, the Kamala Harris Joe Biden administration has been there for 3.5 years. They said that they were going to electrify the nation. They were going to build electric vehicle charging stations throughout America. They have built 8 charging stations in 3.5 years. 8 of them. They had planned to build 500,000 of them. That was their announced goal, 500,000 EV charging stations. As of now, Kamala Harris and her team have built 8 charging stations, and at the cost of $7.5 billion. Now, you do the math, and again, I'm not a math guy, but that's about $1 billion per electric vehicle station. You really believe she's going to build 3 million homes in 4 years? If she's going to do that, I'm telling you, I want my flying car. I want all of my energy needs met by unicorn farts that have been harnessed on a unicorn ranch somewhere. I mean, if we're going all in, we're going all in. This is Hayek's road to serfdom, by the way. I said the other day, it could be the road to serfdom, could be the road to perdition, could be the road right off the cliff. But whatever it is, we're on that road. And you pick whichever one of those might work best for you, but I'm here to tell you that's where we're headed. All right, a little bit earlier today, I gave you an example of inflation, how inflation works. And I had a lot of people reach out and say, oh my gosh, Jeff, we have never, ever understood it before, and this is so clear. Would you mind sharing it again? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'll tell you what, in a moment, I'm going to give you an example of inflation, and you should be able to fully understand the way inflation works, and especially now as we hear folks like Kamala Harris and her side telling us that, quote, inflation is down. All right. Moments from now, I'll give you the details, but here's what I want in your head right now. You weigh 200 pounds. That's our starting point. Now, I know you don't really weigh 200 pounds. But I just want you to have that in your head, because for me, I got to have nice, easy numbers to work with or I'm going to get confused. So you weigh 200 pounds. I weigh 200 pounds. We all weigh 200 pounds. That's going to be the basis now for our thesis. And in a moment from now, I'm going to use that as a jumping off point to explain completely how inflation works. Okay. Oh, you know, if you want to jump ahead of the curve, I do share everything on social media. So you should be following Jeff Katz Show over on X, Jeff Katz Show over on X, and The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. It is 515 Jeff Katz News Radio WRBA.